The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So then, some words about the practice this morning you can consider. And that is, there are a family of mental, psychological states that sometimes are called positive states. So things like happiness, gratitude, appreciation come to mind. And these qualities are quite helpful for the practice, not to, pretend things are different than how they are, because often life has its challenges. But it's a little bit like this, that if we get too easily fixated on particular concerns, and the horizon of our life is very narrow, very small. And if you realize the horizon in which you're living, sometimes there's more, much more to our life, then it's possible sometimes to open up beyond that horizon and see that there's a lot of wonderfulness here. Just to tune in to kind of how special it is. And appreciate that can make it easier to stay present and appreciate being here. So I know that that therapists sometimes have a technique that if someone's having a panic attack in the therapist's office, they'll ask the client to look around the office to see what the dangers are. And they'll look around, ceiling and the walls and the plants, or whatever, and there's everything's safe right here. The danger is, this anxiety, the danger is not about the moment often, but it has to do with the future, what's going to happen, or some imaginary other place. And the little exercise of just looking around expands the horizon from the fixation with the fear, the concern, to the room around. And the room around, things are fine in the moment. Or if you're sometimes if you wake up in the middle of the night and you feel like I'm not getting enough sleep and you're worried about that, expand the horizon of attention to be beyond the concerns, and you realize that maybe it's quite comfortable to be in bed. You're warm, you're fed, you're safe, and actually there's a lot of goodness in that moment. So it's very common for humans to be fixated on some concern, and it's not rare that that fixation, the stories we tell ourselves, and it doesn't really lead to a lot of happiness and well-being. And so you might this morning, as you're practicing here, see if you can expand the horizon of your attention, your awareness, to kind of encompass more fully what's happening here and now, and see if there's some way that in what's happening here in the wider horizon that you can have appreciation, you can have gratitude, and perhaps a sense of happiness about what's going on. It's pretty amazing what supports our lives. Just to be here, and amazing to have a building like this, amazing to have people to practice with, amazing to have, you know, even relatively clean air to, you know, and flushing toilets, and, you know, the fact that you even can get here in the morning. It's a pretty amazing thing. And so kind of expand out, and where in this present moment experience can you tune into gratitude, appreciation, and happiness, and not to stay fixated on those or pretend, but rather to feel those, take time for those, and will that help you to settle more and be more awake, more present here for the practice? If your other stories you tell yourself, fixations, are actually making it harder to be here. So with that, I hope you have a good morning, and welcome.